Hey, my name is Richmond Knight, and I've written my debut novel, The Darkness of the Womb. Here are some of the chapters. If you enjoy it, please subscribe. Haunt sat in a chair closest to the window. He left a space in between him and Miss Davis. On the principal's desk was a bobblehead football player that matched the room's collegiate theme. Mounted on the wall behind Jaff's head was a flag that said Fiat Lux, in large squiggly letters. It meant Let There Be Light in Latin. Haunt only knew that because he looked it up last time he was in this office. That was 2 weeks ago. Jaff leaned forward in his chair and formed a steeple with his fingers. He glared at Haunt. Those didn't look like reasonable eyes that he had become accustomed to over the past year. Those looked more like Miss Davis' piercing and unflinching eyes, the eyes of disappointment. You know I like it, Jeff. If I didn't, you wouldn't be sitting here right now. Haunt thought about the picture in his breast pocket before he answered. Yes, Mr. Jaff, I know. You've really made me feel like a part of the SAMS family. I feel like I belong here. Yes, well, Jaff said, and he looked down at his hands. Good, Haunt thought, I'm reaching him. I'm glad that we've made you feel welcome here, Jaff said. He cleared his throat. I'm glad too, Haunt said, ignoring Miss Davis' glare the best he could. I hope to continue working here for many years to come. Mr. Jaff offered a weak smile, and out the corner of his eye, Haunt sensed Miss Davis studying him. 2 weeks ago, Jaff said, leaning back in his seat again, I gave you a 30-day improvement plan. Yes, and I feel like I have improved, sir. You even said so yourself when you evaluated me last. Mr. Jaff put up his hand. There was a fat blister underneath his index finger that was screaming to be picked. I know what I said back then, but the fact of the matter is, and I have tried, Mr. Jaff, Han pushed on. Today's accident is in a series of many, Miss Davis interrupted him. The predator had finally pounced. Miss Davis, Han began, building up the courage to look her in the eyes. Instead, he relented and settled on her slender nose. I think if you look at my time here as a whole, you'll see that I've done more good than harm. Miss Davis flipped 3 pages of her legal pad. October 2nd of last year, she read, parents complained when their children came home telling them that you said, what's wrong with you people? Emphasis on the you people. That was very early in my time here, Miss Davis, he said, feeling hot above his collar. And when I said you people, we all know that I didn't mean it like that. Do we? She said, fluttering her eyelashes. Of course we do, Han said. He was getting frustrated and wanted to stand up. I carpool with Steve Covington, for Christ's sakes. I'm not racist, if that's what you're implying. Don't raise your voice at me, Mr. Haun, she said calmly. But in that calmness was a layer of warning behind it. A thick layer of, just try me, asshole. I never said you were racist. I'm simply reading what the notes tell me. But you did say that, didn't you, Mr. Haun? You did call some of your black students you people, did you not? I did, but I didn't mean December 15th, also of last year. You were in the auditorium on lunch duty and were supposed to be watching the students. When Mr. Jaff walked in and caught you texting. While this was going on, a female student was caught performing oral sex to a male student in the back of the room. December 15th, also of last year, you were in the auditorium on lunch duty and were supposed to be watching the students. When Mr. Jaff walked in and caught you texting. While this was going on, a female student was caught performing oral sex to a male student in the back of the room. You're lucky that didn't make the news. Haunt cleared his throat. He remembered that incident all too well. The superintendent even talked to him about it. He'd only been on the job for 4 months when it happened. They had threatened to fire him back then, too, but fortunately for him, the school had a strong union, and the union rep had made the argument that he shouldn't have been the only person in the auditorium watching the kids in the first place. A security guard should have been present as well. Unfortunately for him now, the teachers' union wasn't even a shadow of what it was last year. The state's new governor had made certain of that. I think it's unfair that you bring that up when the district absolved me of that. He didn't know what else to say. April 2nd of last year, she continued, flipping a page. Students recorded you on a cell phone yelling at them, and they posted it on YouTube. Plus, your room was filthy. Haunt blinked away angry tears. How could he possibly win this battle? The evidence was all right there in her damn yellow legal pad. He wanted to snatch it from her lap and throw it out the window. Instead, Mr. Jaff intervened. Okay, Miss Davis, I think that's enough. You were the one who called me down, Mr. Jaff, she said while flipping to another page. 2 weeks ago, you let a student out of your classroom to go to the bathroom. The student never returned. Isn't that right, Mr. Haunt? Haunt bit his lower lip. He wanted to scream. In his head, he called her a fucking twat. Said student proceeded to leave the building and slashed a boy's face with a box cutter 2 blocks away, Miss Davis said. The student in question said it was for gang initiation week. But you never called down to the office to report that the boy had even left your classroom. Isn't that right, Mr. Haunt? Haunt rubbed his face and remained quiet. He looked away from her. Mr. Haunt, she persisted. What? Isn't that right that you didn't call down to the office when the boy had been out of your classroom for over 20 minutes?
Yes, what do you want me to say?
That I did call down to the office? You already know I didn't. I already told Mr. Jaff that 2 weeks ago. She then looked at the principal, but he didn't return her glance, so she continued. You blamed the security guards that day, too. Isn't that right, Mr. Haunt?
Well, they should have been watching the doors.
So you're telling me that you feel completely innocent about what happened to the poor boy who had his face slashed. But he had nothing to say to that. He remained quiet. The only reason I bring these incidents up is because any one of these would have gotten you fired in another school. Just because you're in an urban district, do you think that makes you invulnerable?
God, no, he said.
He was losing this badly. You can't say that Mr. Jaff hasn't been fair in keeping you here after you've made so many mistakes, she continued. Haunt opened his mouth, but she kept talking. We've given you 3 strikes, she said. We've given you more than 3 strikes. I have a whole other page of mistakes you've made. Would you like me to read them to you?
No, he said, with an air of finality.
Suit yourself, she said, and she looked at Mr. Jaff. The principal cleared his throat. I'm going to be fair, Mr. Jaff said. We can fire you, or you can resign. Hey, thanks for listening. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you want to hear more, please subscribe for weekly updates. And if you want to see more of the story with comics and videos, please check out my website, thedarknessofthewomb.com. Thanks again for listening, and please subscribe.